Hello, welcome to my presentation on CBSD and Friends. My name is Goran Mekic, and I'm going to talk about what I've been cooking in the CBSD kitchen for the past 2 years. First, CBSD is a virtualized resources manager, which means that it can manage Rails, Beehive, Xen, and somewhat has support for VirtualBox. It's, as every manager, it's more than that. To be able to run, for example, a jail successfully, you need network, you need storage, you probably need some gateways, some infrastructure, and so on. So this is just a part of it. And I already mentioned network, and CBSD network can be for jails can be VNet or not. You can use a virtual switch, Vale. It has support for PF and IPFW, and it can grow to larger implementation of virtual switches and networking infrastructure, virtual networking, and is being actively worked on. By now, CBSD supports ZFS and non-ZFS based installations, that is for creating directory layout for jails and for Beehive and others using either Zwall or Row device or whatever is at your disposal. It also supports modules. So at one point, CBSD started looking too big. And modules are a wonderful way to keep the core small while enabling different extensions for different setups and installations. It also supports importing and exporting your jail or virtual machine, so it can the image itself can be built on a machine that is not the machine that is the image being used at, either through jail or virtual machine or whatever CBSD knows how to handle. It can pack together with configuration, with your setup, and so on. The dearest invention, integration to me is a cloud in it, and way to tell that for me, that's a magical way to tell your virtual machine, hey, how about once you do your first boot, you insert these files or configure it like this or add these packages, users, whatever you consider being the initial state of your virtual machine, meaning that you can later provision it with something maybe more sophisticated or not. As the name itself implies, it's for large installations and for setups where you want your machine to become something on your first boot. It makes distributing images easier, and cloud in it can be distributed separately, so you can achieve more flexibility. CBSD file is what if you ever worked with Docker Compose, or maybe better example would be Vagrant. Vagrant has a Vagrant file. It's like a make file, right, where you put the rules how the machine should be built. Either machine, the CBSD file is for virtual machines because automating jails is, it's much nicer, right? There are much more assumptions you can make because it's a free BSD on free BSD. So yeah, CBSD file is for getting your virtual machines up real fast. And do, together with cloud in it, you can, well, achieve many things. By now, the ecosystem around CBSD evolved together with CBSD. And we try to keep up, actually, to not lie to you, Oleg is trying to keep up mostly, his most active developer. And there is right now Beehive and Xen live migration support in CBSD. There is ODBC driver so that CBSD can use SQLite for small installations while using ODBC for PostgreSQL or MongoSQL, or MySQL. So it can be used in a large data centers and it's able to scale, if you will. There is a repository, currently small but growing repository of CloudInit ready images. So you don't have to create the base image yourself, you can just use. I didn't check currently what's in there, but FreeBSD is always there. So you can say, okay, give me this version of FreeBSD with the cloud in it, and just, it just becomes what I want. And nice thing is, although somewhat experimental, there is not no full support for it yet, or it's... It's not that nice. Having multiple instances of CBSD on the same host, meaning that maybe you're a hosting provider, so you're, you can separate environments, CBSD environments per client, or whatever is your use case, you can separate even CBSD environments. So... when I say it's not perfect, it still doesn't boot very well with the system. Although you can always use RC local to boot whatever you want. But one of the things that will happen in the future is that this multiple instances is supported well, even in the documentation and in the RC script, so it's nicer to work with. There are situations where you need to use certain hardware that is plugged into your host machine, but use it in a virtual machine. So PCI pass-through and SR... IOV, not a really nice acronym, is implemented so that, for example, there's